What? Fascinating. People who have kids, you see, they just, it's so important. Oh, I should probably shut up. You're right. It's not like anybody came here to see me talk. What? What do you want? Condense it to like three words. What?
Where are you gonna be after the show?
Running from you, bitch. Not really. That was the funny thing to say. Look, I'm not real. I don't have any hate for you. That was the funny thing to say. I had to say that. Huh?
Do I have to go there?
No, you don't have to go. You just gotta shut the fuck up. I'll say hi to your phone, your son on the phone or something like that. Wake his little ass up. Talk to him about jerking off. We'll make a deal. You talk to him about jerking off. I'll tell him.
Fear's not a factor for you, Billy. Make sure you don't have that pinky extended. That's pretty gay, buddy. Full fist. Grab that cock with a full fist.
There we go. What's that?
Worst first date.
Worst first date?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of weird question is that? My worst first date? Now, I don't have worst first dates, because when they go bad, I'm one of those dudes who go, I'll be right back. I'm not fighting. Fuck that. I don't deal with bad first dates. As soon as a girl text messages in front of you, too. That's, you know it's going ugly. It's amazing how many girls want to keep in touch with their ex-boyfriends and pretend they're just friends. We don't even talk about sex anymore. It doesn't even come up. But he used to fuck your face all the time, right? Oh my God, I can't believe I told you that. I should have told you that. You're my friends, okay? Maybe you can't deal with having girls in your life that you used to have sex with, that you're friends with, but other guys can. Oh, for sure. For sure this guy. Those are hungry wolves sniffing the phone line for blood. Why are you lying to yourself? They're my friends. So every one of those phone calls is, what's up? What are you doing? Oh my God, I haven't talked to you forever. How are you? Everything's good. Just checking up on you. I'm so glad we stayed in touch. Me too. Me too. So what's up? You still dating that dude? Oh my God. I mean, that's just not the time to talk about that. We're just going through some shit right now, and I'm honestly, I shouldn't even be talking to you because I'm so confused. Hey, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course you should be talking to me. Hey, look, if you ever have Michelle, we're friends. Okay, I love you. Alright, if you ever have problems in your life, I want to be the person you can call, okay? Alright, I mean, just don't want to be that girl who talks to my ex-boyfriends about the problem she's having right now with her curve. Stop with the fucking labels. We're people who know each other and people who care about each other. Tell me what's up. Okay. Alright, here is what it is. Oh my God, you sure this is okay? Ever since we moved in together, we fucking never have sex anymore. That's fucking crazy. I mean, what's wrong? I mean, you think he's cheating on you or something? I mean, I don't know. Did I get ugly? Am I getting old? Hey, stop it. No, you are beautiful. You're a beautiful person. You have a great personality. Don't let this get to you like this. Listen, what are you doing right now? I'm like a mile from your house. Do you need someone to talk to you right now?
I really could use a friend.
Thank you very much for coming out. I appreciate it.